Just a year after the museum introduced its spacious outdoor nature education garden and play space, they're now ready to open the doors to the adjacent activity-filled interior space. The high-ceiling 2,800-square-foot room was once a church sanctuary, but museum founder and creative director Colette Michaud says there is no trace of that background remaining.
It's been transformed into Main Street, Sonoma County, with a dental lab, medical clinic, diner, beehive observation, hardware store, treehouse, puppet theater, Victorian. And within all those different experiences, there are various things for children to learn from. So we've really tried to integrate the dramatic play that children love to do with science and learning.
They've been able to squeeze so much into the available space, she says, because it's all scaled to match their intended visitors, age 10 and under. It's all been designed, she adds, after years of touring dozens of other children's museums all over the country.
Watching and studying and seeing what works. My children grew up going to children's museums, so they were sort of my guinea pigs along the way. You kind of get a sense of what you like and what works. And then we took those ideas and put the Sonoma County flair and vibe on it.
But Michaud notes there was one key lesson that came from opening their garden area.
Making exhibits as durable as possible. Within the first month of opening the outdoor space, all the water pumps broke. And these were marine-grade water pumps that Coast Guard used. Well, kids broke them all within a month. And that's sort of their job as kids, is to try to break things. So we've learned to just try to make things as durable as possible and then as safe as possible.
This has all come forth on land next door to the Charles M. Schultz Museum, a property that was made available for the project by Jeannie Schultz. She made her first visit there with a 4-year-old guest last year.
It was great fun. I got to see hands-on what that outdoor play area was about, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they've done with the inside.
Now, she says, the two neighboring museums plus Snoopy's Ice Rink can collectively be a family-oriented destination with something for all ages.
Kids can go skating, little kids can go there, older kids can come here. When Sparky built the ice arena, I don't think he ever thought that it would become sort of a complex for the whole family.
Michaud's vision for a children's museum in Santa Rosa began in 2006. An early version was housed briefly at the downtown shopping mall, then in a traveling mobile museum. Development of the current site got underway in 2011. Reaching this stage, she says, is a dream made real.
When I first started out, I hoped for a space. I had no idea that we would end up with 36,000 square feet of outdoor space in addition to interior space. So it's far, far and away surpassed anything I originally imagined.
And while this opening is an important milestone, it is by no means the final step. The two remaining undeveloped acres hold longer-range possibilities for classrooms, additional exhibits, maybe even a preschool, which would provide the museum with what Michaud calls some small exhibit testers on site all the time. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.